for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. Peter Liang has been indicted. He's the rookie police officer who shot and killed unarmed 28-year-old Akai Gurley. This was at a NYCHA housing complex, the Lewis Pink Houses in Brooklyn, on November 20th. The indictment comes after mass protests and calls for reform of the grand jury system nationwide. It's a time of uneasy peace between the NYPD and Mayor Bill de Blasio. The mayor released a statement saying, no matter the specific charges, this case is an unspeakable tragedy for the Gurley family. We urge everyone to respect the judicial process as it unfolds.
This is Grand Central, 42nd Street.
Transfer is available to the 4, 5, and 6 trains. Transfer is available to the shuttle to Times Square.
New York City, one of the hottest real estate markets. Enormous economic incentives to build and to build very quickly, or to buy and quickly resell properties. This process, according to Manhattan DA Cy Vance, can invite corruption.
We are announcing the arrests and indictments of 50 people for their participation in bribery schemes that compromise the integrity of two important New York City agencies and fair competition in our city's housing and real estate development markets.
Those arrested include employees who work at the DOB, the Department of Buildings, and HPD, the Housing and Preservation Department, as well as 28 property managers, contractors, and expediters. They face sentences from 2 to 15 years in prison. $450,000 in bribes were made in connection with 106 properties in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens. The investigation started 2 years ago with the bribery of a single inspector in Queens. That triggered a larger investigation. Vance says the schemes in the set of indictments are numerous.
But in all the cases, the actions disadvantaged and harmed tenants in all these buildings and the public's confidence in local government.
For example, a real estate expediter, David Wisner, is accused of bribing numerous DOB employees all the way up to the chief of building construction in Manhattan and Brooklyn. He would send a list of addresses for which he wanted to bypass proper building inspection channels. The DOB chief would send out an inspector to sign off on the addresses. Invariably, the buildings would pass inspection that same day. In return, bribes given to the DOB chief included cash, home renovations, cars, and a cruise.
Now, what's the point of bribing these officials in the first place? It's because you can't sell a property if it has an existing HPD violation. And even if you've taken steps to clear the safety problems, you still have to wait your place in line to schedule an inspection. So if you want to sell quickly and you don't want to spend the resources to actually fix the problem, it's better to make them just go away, as it's alleged to have been done in this indictment in these properties.
Cy Vance said a citywide task force has now been convened to identify recurring fraud to close vulnerabilities which jeopardize New York City residents. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Elsewhere in the city, at the City Council's Housing Committee, Rosie Mendez and Richie Torres convened a hearing into NYCHA privatization. They looked into a recent deal with two private developers to co-own and manage 6 NYCHA properties. There, public officials expressed outrage over not being part of the decision-making process or even having knowledge about privatization before the deed was done, before decisions were made and partners chosen. City Council member Lori Cumbo said she's very concerned about transparency, and so is Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer.
NYCHA should have fully communicated to all stakeholders its plan to develop a public-private model to finance the capital needs of these 6 properties, and should have done so well in advance. By the time we learned of the new initiative in November, 2 private development partners had already been chosen.
And whether subcontractors used by NYCHA are corrupt is another question. Carol Turner worked for a construction subcontractor for 13 years in the Bronx. He says workers are underpaid and badly treated.
Once my boss looked at me and told me, oh, Carol, last year I was a millionaire. This year I'm a multi-millionaire. Yes, you as a contractor who's been stealing from your workers, as my co-worker would say, paying us what you feel like, way to me in a construction field at $9 an hour, that's below minimum wages. And if we work like that, and I'm gonna say, my boss is a part of that stream. If the stream that filters out is so dirty at the bottom, God forbids, what is at the top?
Turner asked the City Council Housing Committee to look into subcontractors' NYCHA hires, like Joy Construction, Knickerbocker, and L&M Builders in the Bronx. He also wants the council to look into poor working conditions and pay below the minimum wage given to undocumented workers. This was echoed by another worker who testified at the city council hearing. He said all he wants is a fair deal and to be able to take care of his family. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.